prince. Growing up as an adopted prince in the household of Pharaoh, Moses received the best education of the day. So he was divinely prepared to liberate his people, the Israelites, from slavery in Egypt. As a prophet, he was to make them the nucleus of a strong, well-structured nation governed by divine laws and regulations. In the 19th chapter of the book of Exodus, the Israelites are told, "You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." Friends, Moses was the most outstanding prophet of the Old Testament period, yet he was well aware of his own sinfulness and mortality, as well as his need for God's saving and transforming grace. Furthermore, he was conscious of human depravity and the desperate need for God's promised saving initiative. Like to his great-grandfather Abram the Hebrew, Moses looked forward to this salvation through the new Adam, the Messiah prophet. Moses foretold the coming of the Messiah prophet. He said to his people, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen." God himself then directly added, "And whoever will not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him." In the New Testament, in the second chapter of the Apostolic Epistle to the Hebrews, we have this announcement. "We must pay closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For since the message declared by angels proved to be reliable, and every transgression of disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will." So the New Testament also warns that not heeding Moses' command to give attention and submit to the words of the promised Messiah prophet leads to far more serious consequences than not entering the temporary and perishing earthly promised land. Moses was told that God's revelation through the promised Messiah would be far clearer and more complete. Friends, Jesus the Messiah served much more than as a prophet. Representing the very presence of God among his people, he is Emmanuel. He represented the direct presence of God in our world. He alone is the holy incarnate Word of God. As such, he personally accomplished the complete atonement, providing remission and forgiveness of sins for all those who trust him and cling to him. The first chapter of John's Gospel tells us that he sovereignly, as a prophet and priest, embodied and actualized the divine grace and truth previously prepared for by the law of Moses. It says, "For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. When Moses himself appeared with Jesus the Messiah on the mountain along with Elijah, the other important prophet, all present audience were ordered to submit to Jesus. We read in the 9th chapter of Mark's Gospel, and a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Hallelujah.